Good morning. Another cloudy start to the day across interior New York and New England, with a few leftover showers from the steadier rain that passed through overnight. Additional scattered showers will be possible, especially along and south of I-90 through about lunchtime before things start to dry out again. Even some breaks of sunshine will be possible by the middle and latter portion of the afternoon, and this should help temperatures reach into the lower to mid-60s on average for afternoon highs. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow and into the weekend, we'll watch another couple of low pressure waves head in our direction. After a dry start, showers will be likely from the middle of the day on Friday through the afternoon hours, perhaps a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder as a cold front approaches, and highs in the lower 60s once again. We'll carry the risk of showers into the overnight hours Friday and to just around sunrise on Saturday morning before that wave of low pressure passes by and we dry out for the rest of the day. Still on Saturday, we'll have plenty of clouds mixed with a little bit of sun and highs in the middle 60s. Yet another wave of low pressure will pass through Saturday night and Sunday, and we'll keep the risk of showers in this time on Sunday through the early morning hours before skies become partly sunny for the second half of the weekend and highs reach into the lower to mid-60s once again. We'll start a drier trend for the early part of next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday. Highs will be in the upper 60s to around 70 before some showers move through that will bring temperatures back into the lower 60s by Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unsettled and active weather is expected to continue through most of the short-range period from the southern plains to the Midwest and Ohio Valley along a stationary front. Multiple waves of low pressure are expected to form along this front, which will likely provide a focus for enhanced rain. Widespread showers and thunderstorms will persist along much of the front, with the best chance for significant rain of about 1 to 3 inches from central and eastern Texas into southern Ohio. There's an increased threat for flash flooding and severe weather from central Texas to the Ark-La-Tex region into tomorrow, where the Weather Prediction Center shows a slight to moderate risk for excessive rainfall, and the Storm Prediction Center has a slight to enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms. A secondary region of heavy rain and flash flooding, along with severe weather, exists across parts of the Ohio Valley today as well. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog and 36 degrees. A west wind at 44, gusting to 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Texas, clear skies and 4 above zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 46, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 3 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a scattered shower in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 56 degrees, the low 42, the average temperature 49, that's 5 degrees below normal. 0.03 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 0.08 below normal. And for the season, 12.67 inches of precipitation, which is 1.39 inches above normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, also 16, and 6,093 for the season, which is 312 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high, 90, set in 2018, and the record low, 29, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:56 p.m., 14 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few showers today, and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm on Friday afternoon and evening in the lower 60s. More showers overnight Friday night and very early Saturday morning. Then partly to mostly cloudy Saturday afternoon in the mid-60s. More showers Saturday night and Sunday morning, then partly sunny Sunday afternoon, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s to around 70, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.